DOJ strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2014-2015 and beyond.
Effective social inclusion and protection remains a strategic priority of the government. There is move to enact legislation to provide adequate social protection for all, including persons with disabilities. This will enable more persons with disabilities to take care of and provide for themselves and their families.
The task that falls to all of us in this Honourable House today, and indeed the wider society more generally, is to make the political, social and economic changes necessary to enable the greater inclusion of persons with disabilities into the mainstream of the society.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer, as he piloted the debate on Disabilities Bill in the House of Representatives. The National Disabilities Act was drafted in 2000 and has its roots in the National Policy for Persons with Disabilities. The Act has been in the preliminary stage since then, that is until July 2014, when it was passed in the House of Representatives. The Act seeks to end discrimination against persons with disabilities and pave the way for enhanced contribution to society and the economy by members of this group. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says it will ensure that impediments to full participation of persons with disabilities in society are completely removed.
It seeks to promote, protect and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of persons with disabilities of privileges, interests, benefits and treatment on equal basis with other persons in the national community.
Among other things, the Act will enable persons in real estate to make alterations to properties constructed after the Act has been passed to enable access for persons with disabilities. To ensure that persons with disabilities are fully included in the affairs of the country, the National Disabilities Act reinforces that a person with disability has the same fundamental rights as any other Jamaican. Another objective is to ensure the disabled community can effectively participate in activities on an equal basis with others.
It is to prevent or prohibit discrimination against a person with a disability. It is to promote respect for differences and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of the human diversity and humanity.
Under the Act, the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, the JCPD, a department within the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, will become a corporation. The JCPD will be responsible for registering all members of the disabled community in a national database so as to account and plan for them. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, who is optimistic about the passage of the Disabilities Act, says several measures will be employed to ensure that the provisions of the Act are understood, especially by persons with disabilities.
It's a lot of public awareness, a lot of varying sensitization methods, just making the public more aware of disabilities, of the Act, persons with disabilities themselves, about what their rights are, because to be able to be empowered, to be able to speak up, they have to know what they're entitled to, as well as know what their responsibilities are in the whole process.
Among the benefits for persons with disabilities is equal access to opportunities in terms of education and training, employment, political office and public life, healthcare and housing and transportation. Educational institutions will be required to support persons with disabilities by making reasonable arrangements to facilitate their education. Similarly, no one should be denied the chance to work in an organization because of his or her disability, but should instead be treated like any other candidate. And in the event that one becomes disabled on or off the job, the employer should seek to redeploy that employee to another position.
But this new position should be commensurate with the current skills and abilities of the employee, and the employee should not suffer a loss of remuneration or benefits in the process.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. The National Disabilities Act is in keeping with the government's strategic objective of social inclusion. It is also part of goal number one of Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan, which states that Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. This is included in the broader vision to make our island the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.